I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. Passionate about helping make positive change, I'm here to help transform the way you think one healthy conversation at a time. This four-part series, Dear Future Self, has been designed to give you practical tools and helpful tips to master your mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and gain a fresh perspective so you can realize that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams. With the help of my knowledgeable guests, the aim is to help inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, manifestation, and powerful mindset practices. During this series, you'll gain the tools and know-how you need to transform your thoughts and start embodying your future self today. Today, I've welcomed back a very friendly face to the microphones to chat all things organization. And of course, that friendly face is no other than the queen of organization, Steph Pays. Mum to two beautiful girls, Harper and Willow, Steph is a creative brains and face behind Just Another Mummy blog that sees her share her family life online via her highly engaged Instagram and YouTube channels. Steph is known for her love of all things interiors and organisation, which is where her mission to give people everything they need to lead a more organised life was born. Steph's passion and love for her work shines so brightly through her useful and knowledgeable organization, hacks, tips, and how-tos that she shares across Instagram and her website. Her planners, Steph Pays Planners, are adored by hundreds of thousands of people each and every year, helping make their life easier, less stressful, and much more organized. Steph's work has played a huge role for me personally this year as I step into my very organized future self. Steph's tips and tricks are sure to save you time, headaches, and allow you to focus on nailing mum life or hustling with heart. Here's Steph. Your health and well-being have never looked so gorgeous. Introducing Gorgeous Greens by Naked Harvest. A proud sponsor of today's episode, Naked Harvest Gorgeous Greens is a powerful alkaline greens blend formulated to support your body's natural well-being, improve digestive health, and boost immunity. Hello, beautiful Steph Pays, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be back again.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back. Like I said to you before we started recording, I've been like channeling you massive this year, and you've seriously helped me so much to really get organized because my, you know, when I see my future self, she is a super organized mum and businesswoman. So I really wanted to bring you on as part of this series to give all your words of wisdom and tips and knowledge because you are the organization queen, that is for sure. I want to kind of kickstart with the home because I think that that's where the place that we naturally, you know, start the process of becoming organized. And I know personally it can seem like such an overwhelming task, but I really love your approach to it. So I'd love to get kind of your insight into your approach to decluttering and organizing the home.
I think we do place a lot of pressure on ourselves, you know, even if you're a mum or not, just to have this immaculate home, have everything perfect. But, you know, in reality, like, it has to be lived in and that's okay. And I really like to try and take the approach with, like you said, like slow and steady, because, you know, we watch these shows on Netflix and they overhaul the whole house in a weekend. And for most of us, that's not possible. And that's just insane. Like, I could not think of anything worse than having to overhaul my, like, as much as I love organizing, obviously, but overhauling your whole home in a weekend, like, where are the kids gonna go? Like, it's just, it's too much for, like, you know, we all work, we all have lives and stuff we have to, like, get on with. So with me and, like, decluttering is people, they get really overwhelmed. And basically, when you're thinking of decluttering and organizing, I don't want you to think of the big picture, so, like, the whole house. I don't want you to think of that. It's just like a fitness journey. Like, if you try and think of, I've got to do this or get to this point or this goal, and it's so far, it's really, it kind of makes you not want to start. So I really like decluttering section by section, and that literally means doing like 5 minutes a day. So it could be decluttering, like, start with your office, for example, or, you know, your hallway, declutter a drawer or that bench top or that table, and just do 5 minutes a day, and then you'll be surprised in a couple or to a few months your whole house is going to be done. And it's just like a fitness journey. Decluttering and living an organized life isn't something you do once and it stays like that. As I said, our homes are to be lived in. You've got kids, there's mess, and decluttering and organizing is something you have to work at each day. So putting things back where they belong, like high traffic areas, so like your kitchen and like your entryway, they get really messy. Ours get messy every day, but the thing is I always just make sure I do a quick tidy. And usually like we overwhelm ourselves by making like a hill out of an anthill kind of thing. Like we think it's going to be like this really annoying task. Yeah. But once you've decluttered a drawer, you're like, oh, that was actually really easy. And once you do it more and you get used to it, like you'll realize how quick and easy it can be and you don't have to do your whole house at once because it's just not sustainable. Like it's just small efforts each day.
I love that. And I think that that's why I resonate with your process and your content so much because it is kind of that step by step. And like I was saying to you, it's like it gives you that confidence to keep going as well because you once you look at that one drawer or, you know, that cupboard that you have kind of decluttered and it makes you feel so happy and satisfied, you naturally want to go on and do the next thing. So that's what I've been really loving about your approach. And I recently did my pantry with all of your tips from your website and your Instagram, bought all the jars you recommended and the labels. And it's like the best feeling every night, you know, after I've done dinner and then putting stuff back in the pantry and thinking, oh my goodness, like I'm so organized. Like it almost just reinforces to me that I can do this and I can be an organized person. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, I'm so glad. And it's just like setting yourself new routines, really. You know, putting things back where they belong and, you know, having those systems in place that work for your family. Like you might see, you know, a pantry or a home on Instagram that's immaculate and maybe has a system, but it might not suit your family. So it's not like you have to do things a certain way. If you don't like labels, you don't have to label things. I love labels, obviously. But, you know, just find your own system that works for you.
You know, the beauty of your work is that you show so many different pantries and styles and you can kind of take things that you want or that feel like they would work in your home. So, yeah, I love all the content and stuff that you give to your audience. It's so beautiful. I guess from a well-being perspective, how do you feel that like being organized and decluttering the home really has a positive impact on our lives?
My love for organizing came from the fact that how much it eased my anxiety. For me, I literally live with crippling anxiety and being, you know, having these routines and this organization, it really does ease your mental load. It's like clutter equals mental clutter, you know. So say you want to sit down and you want to get stuck into work or a new project and you come into an office and there's stuff everywhere and that stuff is just all the reminders of all the things that you have to do and that's not going to make you focus on the task that you're trying to focus on. So less stuff equals less mess, less clutter equals like a lighter mental load. It's like, you know, when you have a lot of things you're trying to remember, and that's why I love my lists and my to-do lists. I love to do brain dumping. So I will literally, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, it's usually because I'm trying to remember all the things. So, you know, as mums as well, we're like, we need to do dancing on this day. We need to go pick up some new shoes for school. We need to do this. We need to do that. So if you just write it all down, you'll feel so much better. It's also like journaling, you know, you just get all your thoughts out. So yeah, once you've got a home that's clear of clutter, you know, it's going to be clear of all the reminders of all the things you have to do. So you're going to be able to focus and have like a clear space and a clear mind.
Yeah, that is so, it's so true. From a business perspective, you know, you're a mum of two young girl, busy girls, and you've also got a thriving business. How do you organize your week to ensure one, that you're productive and also you're motivated to tackle that kind of never ending to-do list?
Yeah, definitely. This has been, as I was saying before, has been a big thing for me. I think going from being able to do my personal blog and stuff at home with the kids to starting Step-Paced Planners and then it's just boomed, which is absolutely amazing. I absolutely love it. But I've had a lot of growing pains, I think, so to say, like trying to fit it all in. So for me, I found after a while, once I've kind of found my feet a bit more, is definitely delegating days to certain areas of my business. So like batching. So for me at the moment, like Monday is my meeting day. So it's a big day in the warehouse. I go in, have a meeting with the team, and it's just all about planning. So sometimes we all feel like we might be wasting time by spending a couple of hours planning your week, but you actually save so much time in the long run and you're going to be a lot more productive. So Monday is all about meetings, planning, and a bit of product development. Then Tuesdays is I get into my creative zone and I literally do, like, I film content or I write a blog or all that type of thing, like editing. So that's more of my creative day, because I feel like for me, and you'd probably feel the same, is like when you have, you know, your more administration side to your business and like all the financial stuff, then you've got your creative side. I can't switch between the two constantly throughout the day, and you'll find that you're not as productive because you're trying to switch. So for me, just having a full day of, you know, organizing and filming and all that stuff, doing all the fun stuff I love to do, and then having a full day of, you know, product development and talking about all the boring stuff. So, and then Wednesdays is I like to have my days with the kids. Yeah. Wednesdays is my day with the kids, which is starting in a couple of weeks because Harper's going to big girl school next year. So I definitely just want to like make sure I've actually clocked off. Yeah, I know. I'm so sad.
I know. I can't believe you've got a school kid.
It's definitely for me about delegating and having that. And I have to constantly remind myself, even if I do get distracted, to be like, no, Mondays is for this. That can wait till tomorrow. Even if I get really excited about something, about creating something, I wait till the next day and then do it then.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And, you know, it is so hard to switch from going from admin to something creative. And I know, you know, at times it can be hard in small business, but like I know when I do it, I'm like, I'm not even productive here. Like this is a complete waste of my time because I can't switch from that mode to that mode and then back to that mode and expect myself to kind of be giving my best. So it's such a good process and it's something I'm definitely, I remember you mentioned something similar when we're talking about it from a mum angle on the motherhood series. And I remember you mentioned that you had content days. I'm like, okay, that's something I really need to inject and start being really strong on in my business so that I get the best outcome.
Yeah, definitely. And then you know it's all done. Like, you know, having that content done for the week and you don't have to stress and have that mental load again about like, when am I going to get it done? Because you've already planned out your week.
Yeah, love that. So I guess when it comes on the flip, when it comes to your personal and family life, what are kind of the or your favorite ways to ensure that you're, I guess, feeling in control and on top of things and not getting overwhelmed by, you know, the chaos of family and business?
That's definitely hard. And you'd understand this too. Like when you're a business owner, you're kind of always switched on, especially when you're on social media. And I'm someone, if I see an email pop up or a message, I'm someone, I won't leave it. I'll just do it. Even if it's like, like 8 p.m. on a Sunday night or 2 a.m. So for me, a big one for me was turning off my email notifications. That was a big one. So when I'm at work and in front of the computer, I will answer emails. And then if I'm at home, I won't even know about it. So that's better for me as someone who has to do everything all the time. Also putting my phone on like the do not disturb mode when I'm home. Even if I'm really bad, I will actually put my phone into a drawer so I don't constantly check it, because it's a habit. And it's sad, but it is a habit. Like how many times a day you pick up your phone and you're supposed to be, you know, watching a movie with the kids and you quickly just hop on Instagram or on your email. So for me, I'll actually put it in a drawer. And it actually makes me feel lighter as well. Like I love my job, but it's good to be able to just like out of sight, out of mind again. So just having that, and then just having your screen time limits as well, that really helps. So it reminds you like, okay, you've been on your phone, on emails all this all day, so it's time to hop off. So I think that can really help. And having the whole family on board, so like Ryan's the same, he works for himself. So we both put our phones away, or we both just be like, oh, like we should probably hop off emails now. Like we kind of remind each other.
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Your health and well-being have never looked so gorgeous. Are you looking for a high-quality greens blend for you and your family to enjoy? Then make sure you try Gorgeous Greens by Naked Harvest. Gorgeous Greens is a powerful alkaline green blend formulated to support your body's natural well-being, improve digestive health, and boost immunity. And that's not even the best part. One serve of Naked Harvest Gorgeous Greens blend is equivalent to one serve of veggies. Plus, you can choose from two incredible flavors: Berry Vanilla or Mango Magic. Getting your daily dose of antioxidants, vitamins and minerals have never been so easy or tasted so good. If you're ready to feel absolutely gorgeous, then use the code HEALTHYHUSTLERS now for 15% off Naked Harvest natural supplements range. Or simply click the link in the show notes after this episode and get your hands on some gorgeous greens today.
something we've started doing is I got your meal planner for the fridge, and we've started doing like planning the meals out this year. And so for Georgia, I do literally her breakfast, lunch and dinner. And for us, I just plan the dinner. And it's so funny because Ryan, like my Ryan, I know we've both got husbands that are Ryans. My Ryan gets home from work and he's like, this is just the best. Like, I don't even have to ask you what for dinner. I just look at the meal planner. I'm like, oh, sweet. We're having that tonight. And it's, you know, for me, from a shopping and like that mental load of just knowing exactly what I need to get, I can just go through each recipe. Okay, I know I've got everything, not dashing to the shops at the last minute because I've forgotten, you know, one thing that I'm planning to cook tonight. So yeah, I've been loving doing that. How do you as a family do the meal planning? Do you kind of get everyone involved, or how have you kind of made that a process in your family?
We definitely do. And Ryan's not very picky either, which is good. He honestly just will eat anything. And yeah, the girls do like to get involved, and we do have like a certain night. We call it on Friday. So part of my kind of like, I don't know if you've seen the house reset on the weekend. So I reset the house. Yeah. Part of it's like using up all the leftover veggies. So we have, I call it leftovers pizza. So we just like chop up all the veggies we haven't used for the week and we chuck it on a pizza, and the girls get involved and we all make pizzas together. And that really does help. And yeah, it's good just to know when you're at work, you're focused on that. But when you're at home, you don't have to be like, oh no, I have to duck down to the shops and get this or do that. And then, you know, you're just organized and everything's already planned out for you. But yeah, definitely like getting the family involved so everyone just knows, oh, this is this night. Or if I'm really busy, like it's a big product development day for me, like I'll just plan something that Ryan's happy to cook, you know, for us and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's so good. I've even found like planning meals for us the night before that Georgia can then eat for lunch the next day has been such a huge, mentally such a time saver for me, and something that I don't stress about anymore because I'm like, oh sweet, it's done. I'm not like crazy in a nap trying to prepare a meal of just like stuff I've got in the fridge. So that seems super helpful. Talk to me about your reset days, because I love this approach so much.
The house reset is kind of something I started doing maybe even when I got pregnant. It was just a good way for me to know when the week started, the whole house is ready to go for the week. So that means I've done my meal planning, and then I base my shopping list off the meal plan. So you're not like buying food that is going to go off or you're not going to use. And that just really does help with your grocery bills as well. I do like change the sheets, finish up the washing, and then I meal prep too. So I pre-chop veggies that will last. I prep my meals. So I chuck some chicken into the slow cooker in the thermo and have it shredded up ready for lunches or wraps or whatever it could be, stir fries for dinner. Just having like different parts of our food already prepped so I can throw things together. And yeah, basically just stuff like that, and like planning my workouts for the week and just my working week. But obviously, like, you know, life does happen. Some weekends, if we've got lots of birthday parties on or something, you might not get it all done. But I think just kind of having that, you know, a little checklist for yourself to be like, okay, to get up, set up for the week, I just got to get this done. And it is really going to help you for the whole week. It's going to be so much more productive.
I know someone in your audience must have asked you how you get all that done with kids, and you showed the girls on the couch after being at the activity park. And I was like, that is so good. Such a good way to tire out kids, take them to the play center.
Yeah.
George is like just being able to start going to them, and oh my goodness, she is just absolutely, like, she'll sleep for like three and a half hours when we bring her home from one, because it's just so overwhelming for them. It's so good.
Yeah, so good to tie them out and then you come home and just get it all done.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But I really like what you're saying then about the meal prep one, because I think too, you know, as a business owner, it can be so easy that your day just kind of like flies by and you get to 3 o'clock and you're like, oh my, well, I do all the time. Oh my goodness, I haven't even eaten lunch. So you've definitely really inspired me to have those kind of meals ready to just make a salad or a wrap or those sort of things. When it comes to our mindset, do you have a mindset shift, or, you know, one of your favorite mindset practices that people can really start using today, I guess, to really start embodying their future self and to also just help really set them up to be organized to achieve the goals that they're set out to?
Yeah, absolutely. And like in the afternoon, it's like, you know, you get the kids into bed and you're just so tired and there's like dishes everywhere and there's toys out still. And I always think to myself, think of your future self, because tomorrow morning, future Steph doesn't want to have to wake up to mess everywhere and she's running to work and she's running late. So always thinking of your future self and just small little things that can help them, so your future self. And you'll be surprised, as I always say to myself, if it looks like a lot of cleaning up to do, do you know one really good thing I like to do also is be like, okay, I'm going to just do 10 minutes, even if this means like this is me when I'm really tired and I just do not want to do anything. I'll set a timer for 10 minutes and see how much I get done. And usually I get it all done in like 5 minutes. And then I'm like, oh, it wasn't that bad. And then everything's nice and clean. So yeah, definitely having the mindset shift of thinking of your future self and realizing how much easier it's going to be for you the next day.
Oh, I love that. That is such a good one. I know when I like do the dishes, you know, and don't have to wake up to them, I always wake up in the morning and say, oh, thank you, Maddie. Thank you yesterday, Maddie. I'm so happy you did that.
Yeah.
it actually works. But I love the timer. That's such a cool one. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any other little fun hacks like that that you'll use when it comes to like the business or work, like little time saver ones?
For me, a big one is say if it's like a task I absolutely do not want to do, it could be writing something that I just don't feel like, I will set a timer, but I'll put my phone in my drawer. Because for me, I'm really bad at, I will constantly check notifications. So I'll set a timer so I'll still hear it go off, but I actually put my timer, my phone in the drawer. And then for me, like a reward, I'll be like, okay, just do this for like 10 minutes, see if you can get it done. And then once like your timer goes off, you can go buy coffee or like something that was kind of like a reward kind of system.
That's awesome. I love that. And how do you get the girls? Do you get the girls involved in like cleaning their rooms and stuff like that? Do you have any tactics or little tricks to get them involved in the cleaning?
It's kind of like, I guess I shouldn't say bribe, but I'm always like, oh, just help me do this and we'll go to the park. But we just kind of make it into a game. Like Ryan is very playful with the girls too. So he'd be like, I bet you I can clean up my room quicker than yours or something. And then we just kind of make it into a game. But, you know, in saying that, they're not always keen to do it, but we do, like, they know it's part of it. And we try to be like, okay, you guys help us tidy your room every afternoon or something. This weekend we're going to go to like the Jumping Castle Play Center or something like that. And we just remind them and it does help.
I love that. That's so good. Steph, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for honestly everything that you do and all that. I know you give so much free content on both your website and your Instagram. So if you guys do want any, you know, downloadables or tips and advice, you can definitely head to Steph's website. But I guess for anyone who isn't aware where they can find you, where can they find you hanging out, Steph?
So they can find me on Instagram at Just Another Mummy Blog. And also I have a YouTube channel, which I do all my organizing on there as well. And then the website's the same. And then if you're interested in my planners and like notebooks and all that stuff, that's at Steph Pace Planners.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for your time. Always love chatting to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.